All right, John Schneider will join us here in a moment. The Jays just beat up on Baltimore and then started pouring, and they had to wait around for half an hour. Eventually it was called. And we'll ask him, like, did they celebrate clinching home field? Because they partied after they won, right? Once they knew they were into the playoffs. But after they won last night and Seattle lost, was there a little shaker back at the hotel lobby bar? Just a Why little not? Shaker. Just a little get-together. Hey, we're going back to Toronto here.
Can't leave the hotel in Baltimore. That's a rough. Like I,
Baltimore's a rough town.
They used to have a minor league team down there years ago called the Baltimore Skipjacks. Yeah.
It's a gritty old town, man. Just a port town, too. Oof. Port town.
They actually, like, warned us, like, don't act up here, boys. Like, you can get yourself in some trouble here that might not get out of it. So
yeah.
We would literally go back to the hotel after the game. And that was a dump there. I don't know. Maybe
yeah, Baltimore. I was in Baltimore 6-7 years ago. It was not, it didn't pop.
Yeah.
Let's say that. It wasn't like you drove through it and you're like, man, this is a place I really want to vacation.
Yeah, you're not vacationing in Baltimore.
Feels like a lobby bar type of night.
For sure.
Doesn't it? Like, I don't know if you're finding
it. Every night.
All right, here is the manager of the Blue Jays, John Schneider. How you doing, John?
Good, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. We were just kind of wondering what the celebration was like last night because you guys officially clinched home field. Do you double down on the champagne? Is it a lobby bar evening? What happened last night?
No, we took it easy. You know, it happened late. We were out of the clubhouse already. But the team group chat was definitely it was the place to be.
So when you guys do clinch and you guys have a good time, as a manager the next day, you know your guys might be a bit fuzzy. How do you approach that game?
Same as all of them, really. I mean, I think that, you know, the guys definitely, you know, earned the right to have a great time, and they all did that. We all did that, and I think they're all professional enough to know that there's more games to be played with a lot of significance. So we enjoyed it when we were there, and, you know, the guys came ready to go the next day, and I think their play definitely showed that.
It definitely did. Are you just going to tell them to let it fly every night because they just smashed teams in the face as soon as they lit it up in the locker room? Like, that's got to be something where you got to be thinking, like, green light every night.
Well, we have a young team. They can rebound very well. And, you know, I think that, you know, there was some talk about having that kind of production after every win going forward. We decided against it.
You mentioned the group or the team text chain. Are you on that with the players? Or I've never heard of that. I've heard of the players only. But are you on that with the fellas as well?
Yeah, it's a total group effort. It's the staff. It's all the players.
It's
front office. Yeah. So I'm sure that they have their own, but there's definitely one where everyone's included top to bottom.
So you know they have their own too, John. Like, do you think? Tell me, you sent like a meme out, and then it's just crickets, and you know that the other text chain is flying. You're like, can you believe Schneider just sent that out? Like, how does that work?
I try to not send them out any really important messages out via text. Try to talk as a group, but I'm sure that there's been a few that have been deleted that have been sent to the wrong thread. I'm sure. All in good fun, though. All in good fun,
as it should be. With John Schneider, manager of the Jays. Jays clinching home field for the wild card. They'll be back up at the Rogers Center on Friday. You guys are really rolling. I mean, that to put it lightly, it feels like from afar you're playing your best baseball. Do you guys feel like you're peaking at the right time?
I think so. I mean, we're getting great pitching. The at-bats are good up and down the lineup, contributions from everybody. The conversations that are happening in the clubhouse and in the dugout are tremendous. Guys have a very singular focus on trying to, you know, make a deep run. We are all thrilled that we're playing at home this weekend and can't wait for that atmosphere. And, it's nice. It's a very talented group, and we've been very streaky. That's been well documented over the course of the year, a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, right now is a very good brand of baseball we're playing.
How close are you and your staff to figuring out who's going to be on that 26-man roster for the wild card?
We're getting there with each hour. We're figuring some stuff out from both sides, both pitching and position players. And, you know, I know we have up until the day of on Friday, and you know, just trying to cover all of our bases and cross all of our T's, dot all of our I's, all that kind of stuff with the games we have remaining, and you know, looking forward to the group that we are going to put together.
How do you get to those decisions, John? There's been a lot of chatter in baseball, and we talk about this stuff all the time. Who makes the decisions? Are you ultimately had the last call? Is it a group meeting with management and yourself and your coaches? Just how do you come to big decisions?
It's a very collective process. You know, everyone's really involved, the whole staff, the whole you know, front office. We have a lot of people that help with all sorts of suggestions, numbers, matchups. And, you know, we're very fortunate to where we have a very close-knit group that kind of ties into all of those things. And conversations happen every day throughout the course of the regular season, so it's not very different than what we're used to. And, you know, it's we're fortunate to have the depth that we have on both sides of the ball as well. So there will be some tough ones. But, you know, at the same time, I think collectively as a group, we're very confident however we land.
You're likely playing Seattle, but that is not locked in yet. Might you change your roster based on who you end up playing?
You could. I mean, I don't think with the way that we're set up, it would fluctuate too much depending on opponent. But again, I think that the depth that we have, it really gives us a lot of options. And you try to just pick out specific scenarios that may come up over the course of a series, depending on opponent. But we are we're pretty much, you know, happy with the way we're going to deploy, no matter who we're going to be playing.
With John Schneider, Jays manager. Jays back home Friday night for the wild card. They've got a game tonight in Baltimore, game 162 tomorrow. Obviously, you're aware of this, John. Everyone on the outside of the club is talking about the three-man rotation for this three-game series. You might not need a third starter. You could win in the first two games, and it's a moot point. We all know Manoah's going and Gausman's going. The third guy, at this point, it's either Barrios or Stripling. Have you made a decision on who will get the ball? And if so, when do you intend on making that clarification?
Well, we're still working through kind of the whole process, I think. We haven't we're going to touch base with the guys shortly in the next day and kind of lay out our thinking and our plan. But again, we have a luxury of having four really good starters. So we're going to kind of make sure we're, you know, thinking through every possible situation and just try to put the guys in the right spot with both, you know, a short picture and a big picture in front of us. So nothing yet set in stone with the way we're lining it up, and we should know within the next 24 hours.
John Schneider, the Jays. In terms of Alek Manoah, the month that he has had, we just asked you about your team peaking at the right time. He just won the AL Pitcher of the Month. He had a .88 ERA for the month of September. You've been around him a long time. Is it possible he's pitching better today than he has at any point in his young career?
I mean, numbers would probably suggest that. He has the very unique ability to compete at a very high level in big situations for a young pitcher. The way that he's responded to workload, the way that he's responded to big moments in big games that matter quite a bit has been outstanding. And, you know, I think that he would probably tell you he's not throwing the ball as well as he could. And then you look up and you see what he's been doing over the last month. And really, there have been a couple outings where he's navigated without his best stuff. But, I mean, you cannot argue with what he's been doing, not only the whole year, but down the stretch. He's been one of the best in the game.
Well, in terms of, you know, Whit Merrifield, we've talked about him a lot the last couple of days, really since you guys acquired him at the trade deadline. And it was a tough start for him. It was a difficult transition. At one point, he really wasn't playing every day. In fact, it seemed like he was never on the field. Now it feels like you won't be able to take him off. The last 2 weeks, it's really clicked. What have you seen up close and personal that you think has led to this?
I think having the right attitude coming over, for one. Understanding a little bit of a different role than what he's used to over the course of his career, and not taking days off in terms of work. And I think what you're seeing over the past 2 weeks or so is the player that he's always been, the player that we were, you know, knowing we were acquiring at the deadline. And I'm sure it's easier for him getting regular reps. And you're seeing everything from the defensive versatility to the at-bats, power, you know, a handful of home runs. What he can do on the bases is just game changing. And, you know, we're just, you know, I can't say enough good things about him as a professional, as a teammate, and happy for him that he's really taken, you know, taken hold of this opportunity in front of him.
John, how are you going to handle the next couple of days? Are you going to talk to guys individually? Do you want to play? What kind of rhythm are you looking for? Just how to figure out how to handle. Guys need rest. Guys want to get out there. Guys got to pitch. How do you do that?
Yeah, you talk to them. We've been in communication with them. It's nice to have a little bit of, you know, an open mind to see what's more important, playing, staying sharp, or getting some rest. We have a lot of guys that play every single day, especially around the infield. So it is nice to take a blow if needed. But at the same time, I think you want to keep them sharp going into Friday. So more so from a pitching standpoint, you want to try to make sure you really nail that and line that up from a bullpen standpoint. And the guys are at the point now with the reps and the at-bats they have. They should be good to go Friday, and just being in touch with them and seeing what they need.
How much of the young, how much do you hope to see over the next couple of days in terms of young players leaning on veteran players like Whit Merrifield, obviously like George Springer, who's won a World Series, won an MVP in a World Series. Gausman's been around the block. You got guys in the bullpen who have been around for a while. Is this where the true value of veteran leadership can really pay off in the next two or three days?
Absolutely. I think this group has been together for quite a while now, our young group, and you throw in the Gausmans, the Chapmans, and the Georges, and, you know, Anthony Bass, Jimmy Garcia. You throw in those guys with that have been around, and it helps. And those conversations have really been happening over the past month. Guys have been leaning on one another, and they really started pulling in the same direction down the stretch. And I'm sure that's going to continue to happen throughout the postseason. So it is it's a very cool blend of guys that have done it, guys that are really talented and are looking to do more of it.
How we've talked about you on the show quite a bit, where there's been times where we'll say you get a little bit spirited in the dugout and maybe have a conversation or a look for the other dugout. How many times have you had to hold yourself back, or is it just pretty much in your nature? That's the way that you like to manage a club.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I think that's me. I mean, I'm very passionate about the people that I work with every day. And I think the fact that I've known a lot of these players for a long time through the minor leagues and the last few years here plays a part in it. And, you know, I want the best for the guys in this team. I want the best for the staff in this team. And if that means having a conversation with another group of people, so be it. If it means having a conversation with the group of people that's in the clubhouse, so be it. I think a lot of these guys know me well enough from years past, or even just this year alone, they know I'm passionate. They know that I want nothing more than to win every single night, and you know, I have no problem letting that be known. However, it is
with John Schneider. Vladdy was quoted as saying recently that he caught up with Edwin Encarnacion and Jose Bautista, and they told him, "You haven't even experienced Toronto baseball yet till you get to the playoffs." You guys will experience it as of Friday. I believe the dome will be closed. There'll be almost 50,000 people in there. How much of the first couple innings will be not necessarily survival, but avoiding a deer in the headlights scenario where you realize, okay, yeah, this place is popping, but it's go time. You got to perform.
Yeah, I think everything that we've been through the last couple years, not being able to play there, we are going to be very aware of, you know, how lucky we are to have that back, to have the support of an unbelievable fan base. And it is, I think that's where you rely on veteran guys to, you know, you have the emotions and you have the adrenaline and you still have, you know, a game plan and a job to do. So we are going to enjoy it. I know myself personally, I'm going to try to take in every single moment and every single cheer and every single person in that stadium. And our players are looking forward to doing the same thing. You know, guys that came here from other teams, they came here for this specific reason. Guys that have been through the system and grind in the last few years to get to this point, they've been waiting for that moment. So it's we're going to try to stay ahead of it, and we are going to embrace all of the support that is coming our way.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be fun for sure on Friday. Good luck tonight, tomorrow. Safe travels home, and good luck as of Friday. Enjoy every second of it. We appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you, John.
You bet, guys. Thank you. Can't wait to be home.
You got it. There he is, John Schneider, manager of the Jays. No party, little text chain vibe last night, I guess.
There must be some deletions or sorry, not for you. Like, I can't. I wouldn't want any part of that. I would just be like, no.
The text chain mix-up, man, everyone has been a victim of it.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Because you have a million text chains. And you're right. If there's one where your manager's on it,
yeah,
and it's, you know, whatever, think about what you could be texting.
Just somebody, you hate somebody. Like, I can't stand that guy. He's a knob.
Anything.
And he's on the chain.
Yeah. It's That's dangerous, tough. Man. It's very dangerous.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but they seem to have it all. It seems to be all good, well, man. Like, now, that clubhouse is cohesive. They're having a good time.
He said the whole organization's on that one. Because your team services guy, your PR guy would all be on that. Be like, guys, planes at this time, bus, all that. Like, that's kind of your organizational one.
Mm-hmm.
But the players, you know, it's like dinner, 6 o'clock. You know, like, what are we doing
tonight?
They got
their own thing going.
Hey, we got dinner 10 o'clock after the game. You know, we're doing that. He's not on that one.
No, he can't be. And he doesn't want to be on that one.
No, we don't want to.
Because managers don't want to know. They don't need to know. They don't want to know.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But anyway, that's cool, though. Like, I'm sure they're not alone. I'm sure every team has it. And the Jays, it's a formality the next 2 days. I just saw, actually, the lineup came out. Merrifield, Tapia playing. Vladdy's actually playing first tonight. Marino's going to be behind the plate. Jackie Bradley. Otto Lopez is playing short. Bradley Zimmer, center field. So it's effectively what you would expect early in spring training for a road game.
Yes.
Like a road game early in spring training. That's almost what you're seeing tonight. Because wins, losses, it doesn't matter today and tomorrow. It's all about how setting up the roster and making sure you're ready to go come Friday night.
Right.
So thanks again to John Schneider.